If you're one of those people who hates typos, this story's for you. A University of Virginia law professor is in Washington today trying to correct a mistake made 125 years ago. Sandy Houseman of member station WVTF explains.
In 1883, the Supreme Court issued a series of rulings that would keep Congress from passing civil rights legislation for decades. The justices said the 13th and 14th Amendments, which freed the slaves and guaranteed equal protection under the law, did not empower Congress to stop racial discrimination in public places. Deep in one of those controversial opinions, University of Virginia law professor George Rutherglen spotted what appeared to be a typo.
There's this glaring misprint where the two amendments are confused.
Rutherglen's talked to lots of historians and lawyers. He's called the Supreme Court and checked the original draft. Justice Joseph Bradley wrote about the 14th and 15th Amendments. But when the text was entered into the official record, it read 13th and 15th.
In the original print, they used Roman numerals, and in the official reports, they spelled out the amendments. And in the process, the printer plainly made a mistake.
Practically speaking, Rutherglen admits the mistake has had no real legal impact, but law professors like Bernard James, a constitutional expert at Pepperdine University, are following the case closely.
You know, this is going to be fun to watch.
James says the court, like any other institution, makes mistakes.
Corrections in cases happen all the time after the issuance of a Supreme Court decision, but usually they're not this tardy.
And he wonders if Rutherglen's research might uncover some clues about the error. James thinks maybe the printer disagreed with the court and was taking revenge in some small way. Rutherglen is visiting the National Archives to examine another draft of the decision and will ask the Supreme Court to issue an official correction. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Charlottesville, Virginia.